As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back! Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and you can take us with you on the Odyssey app. Good morning, Ginger!
Morning!
And a good morning to everybody up in Flowery Branch. Up in Flowery Branch.
There's you know, they're doing some work up there. They're buzzing.
What's
just
going
days,
on?
Just days away, man. Just days away.
I thought you meant like they were building something.
Well,
they're getting ready for something.
That too. Okay. I mean, as far as the Falcons company, they're always adding something onto that place.
Figuratively,
yes.
The team that resides in that is building something.
Yep.
Not the city of Flowery Branch.
Well, no. Well, it may be something built up there too.
Well,
I mean,
sure there's
constantly something going on up that way.
Hey, man, good to see you.
You have been on a pilgrimage.
I have been, as a matter of fact. I was gone. Transparency. I was gone and taking my wife on a trip to a location that she chose as a thank you for being, not that I have to thank her anyway, because this is what couples do.
Right,
but
right,
this
right.
was a little something special. And after being by my side for these years with my father, and her sacrificing some things, we both sacrificed. When the dust settled after, you know, we sent him home to glory last year, I said, listen, you pick a place. We need to go someplace and exhale. And so we did, and that was what was last week. And we had a time, man.
You had a good time?
We had a time, and
You floated me a few videos. There were a few videos that you sent me.
I'll be honest with you. We went. She chose Vegas, and we hadn't been to Vegas in a minute. We got married there for a couple different reasons. It was family was spread out and all that sort of stuff. So we said, yeah, you know, we tried, but we're going to be in Vegas. If you want to come, you show up there. But then we had parties in Atlanta here for the relatives who couldn't travel, and I had one up in Chicago for those relatives who couldn't travel. But we hadn't been out there since then. And then we went back once 3 years ago. When was the NFL draft in Vegas? That's when we were there. We were staying.
And you saying how they had the streets all set up.
And I had never walked down Las Vegas Boulevard before, period, in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
And cops were like, they blocked off the area on the strip in front of the Paris and Planet Hollywood and Flamingo, because across the street at the Bellagio, where the fountains are and all that, that's where everybody was staying. And a lot of the networks were using those two locations.
The setup places.
Exactly. And the one that Ryan Clark, ESPN, and all them dudes were right next to where we were at. Well, we hadn't been out there since then, so we went out there again. And unbeknownst to us, we thought we were staying at the Paris. But the Paris bought Bally's. Bally's Hotel,
okay.
Which was – it's like a thin kind of like a – what are those things, mints? Those candies that are real skinny. It was it's that one, but they own it now, and it was a nice – anyway, it was a nice view. And there was an ebb and flow to the week. And I will take a second and I will speak to the people in a couple right now. Whether you're married, boyfriend, or girlfriend, let me just pass on a little bit of advice to you. I think you will agree with me. The success to any couple's longevity, or one of the biggest pieces of success to the longevity of a relationship, mm-hmm. is knowing how to recover when you get into a fight.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's really key.
I'll say that.
Okay. Because, you know, when you first get started, you know, we want to win the battle. And you forget about the importance of the entire war. Because at some point, you want to go peacefully go to sleep at night.
Yes.
You can't do that if you just win the battle. Guys out there, women out there know what I'm talking about. People in couples know what I'm talking about. So halfway through this trip, there was, the only thing that was missing from the beef I had was Don King.
Oh, my goodness.
To sanction it.
Whoa.
It was one of those, right? I'm not getting into the details of it, but there was a whole lot of conversation that took place out in public, down in a casino.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all started with what I thought was somebody backseat gambling.
Okay.
While I was at the table.
Okay.
And you know.
Oh, looking over your shoulder.
Right.
Hey.
And when I thought my response was benign, it wasn't received that way. Again, couples out there know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
They know exactly what I'm talking about. You just insert your own life there. But that wasn't the case. And I got that look and I got that attitude and that started off the fun. but by the next morning, we were up and out and you know, it was like we went through what we went through. We went through the storm.
Okay.
Went outside, checked the damage to the house, checked, made sure all the pets were okay, whatever. And we went to sleep with a truce.
Okay. That's important.
You know what I'm saying? Went to sleep with a truce and then the next day decided we hit the reset button and enjoy the rest of our vacation and had a big time.
Okay.
But it's that part that happens, and everybody who's in a couple has had that vacation where somewhere while you're out, somebody says something the wrong way.
Push a button.
And sometimes it's somebody else, another relative. But we had that, and we had a big time. And so we're back now, and I brought you some stuff. We got stories from it. And I am looking forward to doing this show because, there's stuff that's happened since I've been gone that I wanted to comment about. And I'm not even going to get out on you stepping out on me. We'll save that for later on in the show.
Yikes.
See, I saw you. Yeah, you on another show this week.
Hey. Hanging out this week with Big Mike Johnson, man. Having a good time. We had fun. Last couple of mornings, getting a chance to hang out with him. So it was great.
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
All right. On this Easter weekend, as Billy Crystal said.
It is. Hope everybody. First of all, I'm looking at the freeway here. It looks like it's moving good. Everybody travel safely if you are. It's one of those weekends when people travel, especially today. If you're headed for something, hey, look, man, you know, be safe out there, whatnot. I know you want to get to see and spend time with family members and whatever you're going to do this weekend, but we want you to get there safely. The weather's going to be great, and we're looking at any bad weather around the area, and so you ought to get around and get some. The only thing that's happened is our NBA team's done.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? End of the Hawks season. We're going to get into that this season. And also this morning, give you a chance to react because we want to know what fix you have for this team. You know, how do you fix this Hawks team? I mean, they've shown times, you know, potential, but they go into the postseason and just come out flat for both games. How do you have you come out as flat as they did for both of these games that they lost here? The one in Miami. And Miami is a little understandable. Miami is a bad matchup for them. You know, it's a bad match.
But not this version of them.
Yeah.
See, again, let's save this because, see, this is a team, Miami, that lost an all-time player, and yet came in here with what outwardly looked like more want to than the Hawks.
Well, in the overtime, they did outlast them in overtime.
Please. And listen, the first half, I don't know what happened at halftime. You got rid of that first half team and you brought out a second half team, and then they went into the locker and pulled out the real Trey, and he showed up in that second half, and he showed up toward the end of the game. It made some incredible – it was Ali Frazier-like punches being thrown by both of these teams. But then overtime.
Yeah.
And it was like, and listen, Noelle is on the other side of glass. She's going to come in here, yep. And she's spitting nails just hearing us talk about this. So we're going to get into the Hawks. We're getting into the Braves.
Yeah.
Home this weekend. Listen, we're looking for something to do.
Yeah.
You know, but they're around, mm-hmm. and then some other stuff. And we got some special events that we're going to talk about. And I want to, listen, the first special event or the first specialty of this show will happen in the next segment when we welcome our guest on. Somebody that you know, mm-hmm. but we have some special news
we
want to pass on. And by the way, that's my story of the week. That is.
So is
we're going to save. We're going to save what we have to share with you the next segment. You like how I did that? You like how I did that?
I like it.
That's coming up next, and that is going to be, I can't speak for Sam, but that's going to be my story of the week. So we have that coming up. We're going to talk more NBA playoffs. Draft talk. You guys been at it all week long, man. I was gone, and you know the various conversations.
And
that
down
are going
the
up.
Stretch they come. We're coming down the stretch, man.
So we're going to be all over that meeting, 92.9 The Game. Coverage starts, in earnest, tomorrow. Or Monday, excuse me. I keep thinking this is Sunday. So we will be all around town. We will be talking about the draft. We'll have that here for you and the conversation. And by the way, I will say it again. You will be cheating on me this upcoming week. Realize there's some people out with some dealing, family stuff, vacation time. So Sam will be doing, we will be on with Mike again.
On Friday. Yeah.
All right.
So all right.
We're going to be getting into that. Also, Terrell Thomas is going to be joining us. Sean Bolesian at 10 o'clock straight up.
Those
of you who don't think that Sam and Greg talk hockey, and we don't. But since the playoffs are here, and this was a season to remember. This will be the season that the generation before us remembered when the great one was playing, because there was an all-time record that was broken. Not only that, just going to get set up for the playoffs, and there are other events going on that Sean Bolesian covers up there. Most notably, with the NCAA tournament just ending, we watched a very, very anxious Tom Izzo, one of the all-time greats, go through some stuff because he's one of those coaches that are dealing with, I started coaching changed. One
yeah.
way, and
mm-hmm.
now you got all these changes. So, again, we've got a lot to talk about with Bolesian and, of course, getting a set for Atlanta United. Jason Longshore will be joining us coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, along with some events that are going on around the city. I want to tell you about, got a fresh casting call. Going to give you an update on what's going on with the industry, which right now needs a Band-Aid.
I don't know. I saw 3 base camps this week.
There are things being shot. Yeah. I got your pictures.
Yeah, man.
There are things being shot. I got a full casting call.
Yep.
But overall, there's things going on, and I will do my best to address what I've heard that I can pass on to you. So we're just getting started. Back together. Been a minute. Sam and Greg with Noel on this Saturday morning, 19th day of April. Happy birthday, Michael O'Malley. Dude I grew up with. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app. It's something special coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 19th day of April. A little Duran Duran. All right, let me let you know what we got coming up here. All week long, we are going to be all over what's going on with the draft. We're going to be out and about. So let me just tell you right now, the morning shift going to be at Atlanta Urban Farm this Tuesday. Dukes and Bell are going to be, along with Wes, Dave, Conte, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So that's draft day. So again, yep. Dukes and Bell,
mm-hmm.
Wes, Dave, and Mike Conte, yep. All going to be at Mercedes-Benz. Friday morning, you... Oh, no. Well, it looks. You said you're going to be with them on Friday?
Yep.
I'm reading here the morning shift and the steakhouse are at Stone Mountain Golf Club.
Yep.
You going to be playing some golf?
I'm just going to be hanging out. I don't know if I'm going to be. I'm thinking of driving the cart.
No, you got to play.
You got to play?
Yeah, you got to play.
Well, we're not playing. We're there to broadcast, man. Okay, we're there to play. We let you come out and play. We let you come out and play. We're there to broadcast.
All right. Well, anyway, also coming off.
But also we'll be continuing what happened with the draft because that morning we'll know who the first pick is. The Falcons have. They have the 15th mm-hmm. pick unless they choose to go up or down. And, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later on today. A lot of people are excited about what they heard the Falcons did this week, working out some couple of players, watching a couple of players from University of Georgia work out. And we'll see. We know what this team needs for its defense. But you know what? Mm-hmm. Last year they just paid a whole lot of money for quarterback. And they drafted a quarterback.
Yeah.
With the quarterback they paid the money for at the draft party, who had no idea when the draft was named that there was going to be another quarterback.
And he still don't know if he's going to be on the team,
you know,
this year because he might be put part of a package to be sent somewhere else.
But he know the check clear the
back. Oh, yeah, he got that.
Okay, now.
He's going to be a case study in all colleges about how to get over on the NFL without having Hall of Fame credentials.
There we go.
Just I can get paid by him. Anyway, Sam and Greg, again, on this Saturday morning, want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning on this Easter weekend. Everybody be very, very, very safe out there. Have we, Noel, got our guest ready to go?
Oh, man.
Well, before you bring him up, or he can come up and we'll say good morning to him, but would you hit the sounder for my story of the week?
It's time for Sam and Greg's Story of the Week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's Story of the Week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
All right. Did this in a very special way. And this is the first time we've done this like this as we welcome our guest.
Yes.
Kyle Sandy,
mm-hmm.
friend of the show. On Good Morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, you guys. This is rare. This isn't high school basketball season. What's going on, you guys?
Well, I will tell you, you just heard the sounder for the story of the week.
Yeah.
And you are our story of the week, sir. Congratulations.
Oh my gosh.
And it is because of the news that you passed on. So will you please tell our audience
the
good news and our story of the week, sir?
Well, aside from the fact that it was my birthday on Monday, there is a... some additions coming to the Sandy Spiel family over here. Me and my wife, Mackenzie Sandy, head coach of the Jackson County Lady Panthers basketball team, won 19 games, most wins in 40-plus years in her first year as a head coach. But
look at how he works it. Look how he works that in. He's just working it in, ain't he?
yes, the region coach of the year, and I are expecting twins. So our first...
Yeah,
coming to the family here, everybody.
Yeah.
And when I heard that news, when Sam told me about that, the first thing I thought of is that bow tie is working.
oh, we got to save that for off the radio.
I'm saying, the man walks around like Ernie Johnson in them bow ties, and it's working for him.
Well, congratulations, yeah, man. Congratulations.
Now, how long ago, I know you made the announcement, you told everybody, but how long have you been sitting on the news?
Yeah, because you and I were hanging out at Bucky's, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's
you
the place to break it.
You didn't mention that when we were at Bucky's, man, down below Macon.
I know. We had to sit on the news, as Craig said. You really want to know when we found out? We found out Christmas night.
Really?
Christmas night we found out that she was pregnant. And then, of course, a couple weeks later, we found out about the double blessing. So that just really, you know, I got to give her, Mackenzie, a shout-out, because obviously not everybody, not many people at all knew what she was going through. And, you know, being pregnant, obviously that's a huge excitement. But that also goes with the morning sickness and her throwing up every morning and having to drive 45 minutes to school to get there. And she's in the hunt for a region title and a state playoff berth. So everything's going down to the wire, and she's got all these changes going on in her body. So that just makes her superwoman, super mom already, and just like so proud of her for what she did. Yeah, just so amazing.
You are amazing. You are good. And I tell you, as he tells this story, and I'm sure there's many women out there who relate to that, and husbands out there who relate to that. I thought the way he painted that picture, though.
Yeah.
Did Serena pop into your mind? She went out there. He just gave the record she had in her this season.
Everything,
and
right?
She went through all of that pregnant. I was like, that's Serena-like. Congratulations, man. But I do have to ask you, as somebody, you know, Sam and I have been step-parents, but, you know, not there to receive that type of news. What was the first thing that ran through your mind, literally, if you can remember, when you got the news or saw the test or whatever it is, how you were informed?
Jeez, you know, obviously very excited, just kind of broke down into tears, if we're being honest, because it's something that I want, she wants, we want. And then, of course, to find that it's going to be twins, a boy and a girl, so the best of both worlds is what we keep being told. But, just so over the moon and excited. And I know I'm going to have to start saving money for all these diapers. Everything's coming out. We're like Noah's Ark. We're coming at you two at a time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's
going to be a little bit different. And I've been told I'm not going to get too much sleep coming up. So I guess I got to milk it for all it's worth. But excited.
Enjoy them black hairs you got in your head. Because they will turn.
Oh, gosh. They are already getting lighter and lighter. You were right about that. Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations again, Kyle Sandy. Sandy Spiel, you know him here. We talked to him throughout the high school basketball season, but we got the news this past week that he and his wife, Mackenzie, are expecting.
Now, we know what you're going to have. Power forwards, or you're going to have point guards?
They got some shooting guards.
Shooting guards.
I don't know. Hey, they're both healthy in the ultrasound this week, both 11 ounces. So we're trucking along. She's about to be what? She's always getting trouble. She's about 19 weeks, going on 20 weeks pregnant. So we're closing in on that finish line. So we're expecting the due date in maybe August, September range. Fingers crossed. So hopefully happy and healthy babies. Happy, healthy babies and a good pregnancy is all we're hoping for.
And that'd be just in time for next season to start. For next season to start, you're going to have to be sitting there, you know, she's coaching the team next season, and you got these two little bundles that are going to be in the game, man.
Yeah.
Hey, if you allowed yourself to imagine what that's going to be like.
I have tried to imagine it, but you know you can't really picture it until it's here. And these little bundles of joy, as you said, they're supposed to be coming right in the smack dab middle of the Sandy Spiel Fall League. So I don't know what that's going to look like. I might have to miss a week of basketball just to be there for the babies, but I will gladly trade off missing a day in the gym to be with the children. So again, just over the moon, super excited and very thankful. And it's, you know, very kind of you guys to bring me on to talk about this somewhat of a non-basketball related happening. So that is that really means a lot to you guys. Thank you so much.
Kyle, you are part of the family here. whether it's literally or figuratively, because this has been a special week. You know, we hear all the time things happen in threes. Usually it's something negative. But this is a very positive situation. It has happened in threes. You have joined a group of two people here.
Oh.
Yeah. Bo Morgan.
Yep.
Otherwise known as Squidbilly.
Squidbilly.
And
okay. Big
He's big Daddy Squid.
You know, when you say it out loud like that.
He's Daddy Squid.
He's Daddy Squid, okay. And then Big Tigger downstairs yep. at V103.
You got Baby Tigger. And now you.
Wow.
So you're the only
special.
One.
Special.
You know what I mean?
Without a nickname yet.
We got that coming up.
They got twins, so actually yeah. we got to come up with something.
Yeah.
You know, doubleheader.
We got to go back to Bucky's, man, and get something for them twins.
They got them there.
I know.
They got the little
kids. They got onesies there. I'm sure they got onesies over there.
They sell everything, yeah, man.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Kyle Sandy, Sandy Spiel. And he is social. He's real social now. Kyle Sandy 355. Kyle Sandy 355. You're on your way to something this morning, right?
Yeah, I'm about to be hopping in the car to go to some On the Radar Hoops travel ball event. We got the summer jam going down, so I'll be posted up in the Marietta area watching some basketball. So the ball never stops. Always got to see who the next great stars are. So I'll be out there all day checking out some hoops.
What locations they're going to be playing in, you know? You can tell us?
They are all over Cherokee County and Cobb County. I'll specifically be at Marietta Middle School if you want to swing on by.
Okay.
But, yeah, we'll be all over. Next Play 360, I think Woodstock's hosting some games, Hiram. So a lot of places to choose from in that Cobb, Paulding, and Cherokee County area.
You finish the season, or traditionally, you have the season, you finish the season, you have your camp, and you know pretty much what is coming around the corner, high school basketball related or the events out there. How now, because of this news of the kids coming, is that going to change your calendar year and how you go about still getting the information that you need to get? Or are you going to have to deputize a couple folks to help you out?
That is that's a million dollar question. You know, the one good thing is, because when I'm not in a gym, I'm typically at home, you know, writing on my keyboard and all that. So that sounds like a lot of daddy daycare. I'll be changing a lot of diapers, and I'll be able to hang out with the children a lot. But once a push comes to shove, you know, it takes a village to raise, you know, one kid and, you know, two kids, obviously. So I think my parents and her parents, and we're going to all try and work together with this. But, you know, obviously the children will be the priority, but there's going to have to be some crafty maneuvering as to when I can get out to things and when I just simply cannot, because I'm playing the role of father. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be a learning curve, I'm sure. But, you know, I will be there, and I will serve as many masters as possible, and we will make it happen. So it's going to be a fun challenge, but we will get the job done.
Let me tell you what I know from family members and friends that have had twins. And this has come up different times.
Did it run in your family?
Not in my family. No. I have a niece. I call her a niece. But yeah. The guy who's the drummer,
right,
his daughter had twins.
Okay.
I got another friend who's had twins.
Okay.
My point for bringing this up is this, to ask Kyle, can you cook?
I can put some stuff together, nothing gourmet, but I can survive with some food. Yeah. Okay.
No, it ain't about me. I can. First of all, you got to get rid of that word I.
Yep.
Or that letter
that
I.
Flies right out the window.
That goes out. You're done with that.
Right.
It's a whole lot
yes,
of
sir.
Wheat.
Yes, sir.
But I'm told that the cooking, the cooking of the husband helps out initially when it comes to twins, because his kids don't want to hang out with nobody but mama. Right. So
yeah.
If you can hook up dinner and lunch and meals like that, you will take lots of stress off of her and will make your life infinitely easier or better.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just passing that on from what I've heard. I don't know that it'll be true with your kids, but what I've been told is them kids want to hang out with mama as much as possible, you know, early on. And so if you could, baby, don't worry about it. You got that. I'll take care of dinner. Then I'm peace.
Great advice.
Peace in the Sandy house, man.
We're just trying to help out. There you go.
I love it. Great advice. Yes, sir.
Anything around the corner we should let folks know about coming up in your world as far as basketball?
Gee whiz. Not anything that's right around the corner. I'll be cranking up these fall leagues again. Sunday at East Paulding High School. That'll be year six over there. And then Saturdays at Dawson County. So those will be team events. Usually East Paulding will be boys and girls, so usually get about 16 girls teams, 16 boys teams. And then this past year at Dawson County, we went with 16 girls teams. So that's pretty much it. Teams, high school coaches can register their teams coming up just trying to get some soft interest right now. And then I'll, you know, in about a month or so, I'll send out how to officially register. But that's really it, just trying to prep for fall league and prep for some newborn babies coming up.
Before I let you go, though, what events do the college coaches come to? I know we saw each other on MLK Holiday, though, a bunch of college coaches at that event, because, you know, football is about to get started. Spring football is about to get started for high school, and the college assistant coaches will descend on our area just to watch kids practice. Is there something coming up where college coaches are going to be frequenting?
We have some live periods that are quickly approaching over these, you know, next couple months here. There's a couple sprinkled in each month, it feels like. But live period events, which are big, so that's going to allow your D1 coaches and pretty much everybody to come out and recruit. So those are always huge events. And like I said, with On the Radar and Hoop Scene and all these Rise Hoops, all these great organizations that run these camps, not camps, but tournaments in the state of Georgia, there's always no shortage of opportunities to be seen. So that's going to be coming up. And then, of course, once you get into June, with high school ball getting back into play, we have the GBCA live event, which will happen like the second, third week or so of June. And that's the same type deal, scholastic event. So you'll have college coaches of all levels going to be able to ascend over there. On to going to be at Lake Point.
At Lake Point, yeah,
was, most likely. Yeah, so that's always a huge event.
I got a chance to go by that last year, big event. Hey, man, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah.
And we just want to, hey, man, let you share the news with everybody. Man, we're very excited for you and your missus and you guys starting your family.
And, you know, Sam, we got to get her on. Given the schedule he just broke down and her record from last year,
yeah,
we ain't got to talk to her no more. We want to talk to a successful coach.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. She is the brains behind everything, of course. I'm just there in the stand supporting her. But, yeah, once again, thank you guys so much for allowing me to share this wonderful, exciting news. That's really special.
All right, absolute pleasure. Enjoy your Easter weekend. Tell your wife we said hello, and we look forward to talking to you and having you back on soon, man.
Take care.
All right. Thank you, guys.
There you go. Kyle Sandy.
Yeah.
Sandy Spiel. Check it out online. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. We got to talk NBA playoffs and the end of our Atlanta Hawks season. And your thoughts on that. And by the way, if you got some thoughts on it, 404-726-0929. Give us a shout.
How Sam you fix this team?
Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, They've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Okay. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg back together. Been a few weeks on a Saturday morning, 19th day of April. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning. Two things I want to get to before we get into these NBA playoffs. You said something really, really interesting I hadn't thought about.
What's that?
As we were in break and the commercial came up and you said, I don't know if you did it jokingly, but it actually is relevant. Are people using real eggs this Easter to hide them from the kids for the Easter egg hunt? Because of their how much eggs cost these days?
A little
days?
Expensive. I don't know.
You know what I mean?
They still have Easter egg hunts going on. I mean, it's got one at Zoo Atlanta, by the way. Zoo Atlanta's got Easter egg hunt, a gorilla egg hunt. Starts at 10 o'clock today. So I don't, you know.
Gorilla egg hunt?
Willie B.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Willie B. And the family gonna find the eggs. I would imagine they have real eggs for them. I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, you ain't gonna give him no plastic egg.
First of all, gorillas will eat anything.
Yeah,
but so it just has to look like an egg.
Yeah, but you don't give them no plastic egg.
No, you ain't give them a plastic egg. But if you didn't give them a real,
you shape them something
exactly.
Like, have it shaped like an egg, but
yeah,
something
paint
you know
it, make it
like,
look good.
It may be something that they really like.
By the way, how would a gorilla really know what an egg looked like? A hard boiled egg.
I had no idea.
I honestly believe I can make this statement in saying that a gorilla has never cracked open a hard boiled egg and enjoyed it.
I don't know, man.
Because you figure he's going to smash it, right?
Yeah.
He's ain't no delicate. Do gorillas have fingernails?
I think they do. I don't know if they go get manis and pedicures.
No, I don't think they do either. But and you like to see that location where that happens. Yeah. Anyway, you brought that up.
That's one of the things happening around the area today. We get into some other things top of the hour that's happening. But that's happening.
That was that, and I forgot what the other thing. It had to do with Garth Brooks as we came back with Garth. And I dipped out of Vegas just before this next WrestleMania, but they were starting to show up.
Ready for
that
it,
element
huh?
was showing up there, man. And I was like,
There's nothing else like when that show rolls into town.
And alcohol.
Yep. There's nothing else like it.
So that's the kind of thing I like to enjoy on TV. Anyway, Sam and Greg on this.
We talk about alcohol. Morning. I think a lot of local NBA fans are probably consuming some. I mean, that what happened with this team, and not just that, but just the way it happened this week with the Hawks. You had the two play-in games, and one you figure was a bad matchup. You figure, okay, it's going to be a bad matchup with Miami. They're a longer team. You're not going to do much inside. They're going to out-rebound you. They're going to block shots. They did. And if you take shots, you better make them because you're not going to get second chances. And, you know, you can't afford empty trips up the floor. You're going to fall far behind. And that happened, and, you know, Trey ends up getting frustrated, getting kicked out of the game. Bad experience. Get it on the plane. You're going to come back, get to play home against a team that you're a better match for.
Right.
In Chicago, but Miami, a team that is a better matchup for you, and you go out and you come out flat for this game at home. And that's just a bad look for both games in the postseason when everybody's supposed to ramp up and play your best stuff. And we just came out and fell flat to start in both games. Now, they rallied to come from behind now.
See, but you can't gloss over that because that's what makes it confounding. Because of everything that you just said and the way they came out in the first half. And then a completely different team showed up and a completely different Trey for the second half. So that's the thing that drives you crazy because you know they have it in them. And it gets back to that want to. It's like what we talk about, defense and rebounding, the things you have to provide the effort. Listen, there was one of those moments in the game where we saw something that folks will say, you don't see that often. You saw Trae Young diving for a ball, right? Trying to save a ball. And
I would disagree with them that they don't see that often. Turn on Bally's. Okay. Turn on FanDuel.
Come on in here.
Let's watch.
Jesco, no, wait. You can't yell at me first without fussing. You can't fuss at me without
giving
me good
morning. Let's watch the tape.
See, don't you know how to do that? You soothe me first, and then you come and give me a backhand.
There you go.
But I'll even say this, Greg, to take it further where you're taking it. It wasn't even a half. If we look at the box score, it was the first 3 minutes of the game. They got outscored by 10, and then 9 became the magic number for the rest of the night. And you lose in overtime by what? 9 points. Mm. So it shows you how fast you can get ran out of the gym. They were in that game.
They were leading the game.
What, 37 minutes of that game? Mm-hmm. But the 3 minutes you weren't, that's how fast they can get ran out of a gym.
But how did they not close? All of that is relevant, and what you're saying is cool, but they had the game.
Yeah.
They showed.
But
they
how much energy did it take you to try to come back from a 17-point deficit versus not getting ran out of the gym in the first 3 minutes? And you did the same thing against Orlando. You tried to come back. You did. You got within 3. You expelled all that energy,
yep.
And then you let go of the rope.
Yep.
And the reality is, to Sam's point, is they're both bad matchups.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the worst part about the best thing for the Hawks is that the divisions don't mean anything, because this whole division is a bad matchup for them. But Hornets always have their number. The Miami's beat them up in the play-in before, and the Magic did it all season. Bad matchup.
The phrase that stays with me from everything that you just said is the reason why it's frustrating. They let go of the rope, meaning they had the chance. Intestinal fortitude, whatever you want to call it, playoff energy, that's when you see it. That's when you leave it, as they say, on the court. And I'm looking at guys letting Tyler – did you think of me a few times when Tyler Hero was lighting it up? I told you about that dude. And he's doing what he's doing.
He had the big game against Chicago. I didn't think he would do it against this team simply because we had a defender, somebody that could match up with him in Dyson Daniels and probably slow him down.
That dude is the truth. It don't matter who you put up on him. Now, again, with Jimmy Butler, we saw a different type of Tyler Hero. He brought his game back. But my point in getting back to the Hawks is you had that opportunity, as Noel just pointed out and broke it down, and they let go of the rope. And I'm looking at guys who had their backs to shooters who aren't blocking out. Tyler Hero came back and got offense. We were looking at offensive rebounds. And this was what Okongwu playing out of his mind, mm-hmm. bringing him back and shooting those threes and providing space and being a presence underneath, playing in a way that you saw sporadically throughout the season, but you see now that he was healthy. Correct? Is that a good – I mean, is that a fair assessment? But yet not being assisted by his teammates in a way.
Well, the other thing – and that's the thing
And that's the world Trae Young lives in 80% of the time. Yeah.
But it wasn't Trae this time.
It wasn't, but I'm just saying, like, that is the state of this team, what you're saying. Like, that – whether it's Trae or Okongwu or at one point it was Cam Reddish. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it seems when it comes down to when it matters, it's put on one person's shoulders, and sometimes it's just too much to carry.
Yeah.
And you saw them drag it as close as they could, as far as they could. They took it into overtime. And even when they got to overtime, I had two mixed feelings, right? On one half, I'm like, man, this team that's had 2 shots to get into the playoffs have bought themselves 5 more minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I'm like, do they have 5 more minutes?
Yeah.
Do they have the gas to get through these 5 minutes? And at first, neither team seemed that sharp, but then Miami 1-3, 2-3, 3-3, ran you out the gym. You lost by 9.
And you're having to start 2 guys that didn't give you much. And Mogay and also
the rookie and the young second-year player fresh from College Park,
yeah.
you're going into these games depending on – that's already not a good sign.
But the crazy part about it –
that's the state of the team. That's what you got. That's the roster you got.
Yeah, right. We just need some consistency. If you're going to have Trae Young, you got to have that second score.
And it was the bench that kept them in. It kept it to 9 points in the first half.
Yeah, it was.
It was the bench who did
Georges
all that.
Georges Yang
so,
came
again,
in. Caris LeVert came in.
You.
And they balled out and – because a young Richeche couldn't do, but ideally you would want to get at least 12 to 15 out of Bo and Richeche and then have what you had off the bench.
But my problem is and I don't know this to be true, and you guys can yell at me if you want to, but everything that we just said about the bench providing what they provided in the first half, when Trae got hot in the second. Well, not hot, but he started, you know, his game changed in the second half, and the Congo was doing what doing. Do you think that they kind of laid back and just sort of watched because they don't need me now or
no.
they don't need us? I don't know why that intensity.
Bricks were going up.
No, actually, I'm sorry. Play up in the overtime. That's what I meant. It was during that time that I saw everybody sort of, as you put it, the conditioning
yeah.
came to the forefront. Man,
and that's when you get down to that one person trying to – I wrote it last night. Like they put Trae Young in a familiar position of being the offensive maestro. Because as great as Okongwu was, that was their pick-and-roll game. Like mm-hmm. if it picked – after the first 10 points and the 3 minutes and the timeout, it picked up. They found some space and – but I was watching a YouTube video this morning, and the guy was saying, like, he was feeling claustrophobic with the defense that Miami was putting on Trae Young. And this is the third time we've seen it in a play-in slash playoff situation. This is how teams play the Hawks, because if Georges Yang going to shoot out his mind, then be my guest. You're going to have to beat me that way.
Yep.
But I know it's going to be this dude that can put up 38 and 15, and I'm going to throw everything at it not to do. And we tried the same thing with the Magic. The Magic and the Hawks went into that game with the same game plan. Stop Banchero, stop Young. And one team was more successful than the other because of the bench shooting. It's yep. just, I mean, because Pablo only shot 17 points.
Yeah.
Franz wasn't that great either. But the bench was putting in that defense, and they the two-point guards put up, what, like 40 points
yeah,
to that, combine? That like, we weren't getting that off the bench.
That was the
or you wasn't getting that from Richardson and Mo Gay, either way. And that's not to hang – that's not to show them in a negative light, because it just shows that there's too much hung on them.
Yeah.
They're young. They've kind of overachieved with what's been on the floor and how much help they've had. And they kind of hit a rookie or rookie-ish, even though Mo's not a rookie, wall.
Mm-hmm. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app on this Saturday morning. That, of course, is Noel, our producer, who comes in here anytime we talk about something. It hits a nerve
Just gets next to him, man.
And that's fine.
It's all over this morning.
As we talk about this Hawks team, and I listen to her breakdown and the things that you have said, it comes back to something that any NBA fan who's been watching this league for a few decades, and they know of the history of Pat Riley. And Pat Riley coached and run teams. The players who have gone through that system end up elsewhere or that are a part of it will all tell you the one thing. He will run you out the gym.
Yeah.
Am I right? Pat Riley, more than any other coach, has had that tag. You're going to be conditioned when you play for him or one of his teams. And I could bring, instead of breaking down everything that happened last night, a Pat Riley conditioned team look better in the
it's
overtime
conditioning
than the Hawks.
And it's also
it
mindset. It's also
well, when
that,
you have
that,
the
that
legs,
heat culture mindset also.
Yeah, it's also when you get when you know that you have the stamina and you're in condition, your mind is free to go, I can still do this. I can do what I did in the first quarter or the beginning of the second half. It's a different sort of mentality than the guys whose legs, you know, are struggling and are bent over every time out and they're going, I hope I can make
right.
this shot.
But is it just the legs or is it morale? Like, did you
I think
you
one lends
see...
itself to another. Oh, the morale, no, but I meant the other thing that you said. But go ahead, finish your...
Well, no, I'm just saying, like sometimes the conditioning, yes, and we spoke on that, but I think also it's the mindset of these other teams that they just feel like they're going to be able to muscle their way through a game with the Hawks. And I don't think the Hawks feel that way. When the Hawks are a more finesse team right now. And when that finesse, get the rebound, fast break, pick and roll, when that offense is not working and it slows down to a crawl, you see kind of the confidence out of some of the role players kind of deflate a bit.
Are you saying that they feel like they know that they're not as physical as the opponent that's in front of them, and that affects their game? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like you do see that sometimes on the court.
Okay.
I feel like this team does have to get a little tougher and learn how to play a little bully ball. And they're going to have to start doing it earlier so that when you get in these later season and playoff situations, you do get that you're a defensive team benefit of the doubt. Because for whatever reason, the NBA works that way, right? Like when defensive yeah. teams get to do more than the non-defensive teams, and then when the non-defensive teams try to get physical back, they get a bunch of fouls. That's just yep. how the NBA seems to work for whatever reason. So that's an identity you have to go into the season with. It's not one that can grow throughout the season.
Coming up later on in the show, we're going to talk to Terrell Thomas in the 9 o'clock hour, get his thoughts on this Hawks team. I'm sure Noel will chime in again then. But yeah, we're just it's you know, confounding.
Yeah.
What's going on with this team? By the way, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929.
How do you fix this team?
There you go. Let us know. All right, moving into the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking some draft, as Mr. Crenshaw has been doing this week on other shows. They're cheating on me. But also, you thought that you had a taste of it a second ago. We're really going to venture into Noel's world coming up later on in this 8 o'clock hour. But up next, going to talk local. And also an event that's going on around the city. We're going to get an update on. Do you know about the Easter Saturday shootout?
Oh, where's that?
That's going on. Oh, I'm going to tell you about it.
All right.
I'm going to tell you about it. And it's youngins.
Ooh.
Yeah. Got a bunch of youngins out there playing.
All right.
We got some grown folks coaching them, one of which is a friend of the show.
Okay.
So we're going to get an update on that. We're going to get an update on a car show that's going on out there. You folks in Mableton and the area out there.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you about that going on. And the question for the day is, offered up by Mr. Crenshaw, are you using real eggs for the Easter egg hunt this year? Or are you going out to get some of them plastic ones and throw them out there and put some stuff in the middle of it? A little, you know, what jelly beans
jelly
or whatever
beans.
You're sticking in plastic ones. So there you go. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.